Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, Fifth Sunday Service. Today is May 29th, 2022. It is Memorial Day weekend, and I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valcool Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide on this Sunday service and to our listeners worldwide. Now, let's give Pastor W.F. Pride, Jr., yes, Jr., not the first, but Jr., of Grace Temple Church of God in Christ of Yakima, Washington, a warm Memorial Sunday spiritual round of applause. Everybody put their hands together for this wonderful pastor.
Thank you.
He will bring readings to us. You are so welcome. He will bring readings to us. And then we will have a song from Detroit Mass Choir, The Storm is Passing Over. Pastor Pride, please go ahead and greet the people.
We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we are grateful to the Lord again to stand up for Jesus. Again, those of you that are listening by airwaves, those of you that are listening just in the spirit realm, we ask that this program would be a blessing to you on this Memorial Day weekend. And in saying that, we need more now a word from God than ever before. And we need words of encouragement. So I greet you this afternoon in Jesus, and we give God the praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. And now we will hear from the Detroit Mass Choir, The Storm is Passing Over.
Amen.
Yes. Prayer. Oh, after that song, that storm is passing. We know it's here. We know that storm is here, but we know it's going to pass over, and they're going to be bright, shiny day. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pastor. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes. Our devotional scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 13, which is called the love chapter. And it reads, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
mm-hmm.
and have not love, I have nothing. I have become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profit me nothing. Love suffereth long in its kind. Love envieth not. Love vanteth not itself, is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, and is not easy to provoke. Thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love never faileth. But whether there's prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face, now I know in part. But even then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
now
Jesus.
Now we'll have an invocational prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank our Father and our God, again, we come to you lifting up your name, which is above every name. And Father, as we pray this evening, O God, we pray not only just for us that are around the program, but we pray for the entire universe. We pray, O God, that ones would turn their eyes, their hearts, and their minds to you, Jesus. As I said this morning here at the church, that we have plenty of everything in Yahweh. You can get fruits and vegetables and all kinds of nuts and berries all year long, but we are lacking spirituals. We are lacking the spirit. And Father, I pray right now that the spirit of God would move upon this planet right now in the name of Jesus. That ones would be touched, lives would be touched, ones would be drawn closer to you in every area of their lives because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm supposed to do the bio, but you know, when you have a man of Pastor Pride's caliber, sometimes you just let the man speak for himself. I can tell you that he's
right
from Yakima, Washington. I can
all
tell
right
you that he's been over at the Grace Temple Church of God in Christ for 2 years. I know he's pastoring, I don't know how, it's almost like having 11,000 children. He's over three churches in the Yakima Goldendale area. So you know he's busy, but he has time to step away from all that today to speak to us some words about the storm. And after we hear this next song from Bishop Ronald E. Brown called The Storm on the Ocean, we're going to hear from Pastor Pride. So please, please be ready, because you don't need to speak a lot about a person. You let them speak for themselves, and you can judge him on your own. And so the next voice you will hear after you hear Storm on the Ocean from Bishop Ronald E. Brown is none other than Pastor W.F. Pride, Jr. out of Yakima, Washington, over the Grace Temple Church of God in Christ Church. Amen. Raise your hand, you say, and receive him. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Some of y'all standing up here looking cute. I got a message for you. You got your little Mercedes, your little Cadillac, your little Lexus. You think you somebody? I got a message for you. You don't really need to tell them. There's a storm on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul now, and you see love, you will enjoy it. Church. You may be seated. I can get me one right now.
Amen.
The second song.
Amen.
But my sanctified feet feel like testifying. But you don't know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know.
Amen. Pastor Fry.
Thank you.
Amen.
We greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And we thank you for what he has done. The question is always, is there a word from the Lord? And the answer is there's always a word from God. It may not come in the way that you and I think that it should come, but God always has a word for his people. A few years ago, I was traveling from Chicago to St. Louis. It was snowing so hard, and the roads were covered with snow, and the wind was blowing. Everyone on the highway had stopped all over the road because of the weather. I prayed, had been praying, and I drove and kept driving, but I drove slowly. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, don't drive to the right, don't drive to the left, but take your car and straddle the middle lane and go slow, prayerfully.
Mm-hmm.
I drove for miles and miles, and the further that I drove, the snow began to lessen.
Mm.
As I drove for, I would say, a lot of miles, I was able to pick up speed. The storm that was all over and about me and others, I made it to my home safely. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
This evening is coming from Revelations, the 14th chapter of Revelations. Should I say the fourth chapter of Revelations, verses 1 through 5. My translation may be slightly different. And it reads, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white leather. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. I want to preach about for a few moments this evening, if you will, after the storms have passed, is my subject this evening. After the storms have passed, I hope you'll give me time this evening.
Amen.
There have been many storms on our horizon over the last 3 years. And many of these storms have affected everybody on the planet. You would say, what about ones and other parts of the planet? Yes, they've been affected. Everybody that you would talk to, even today, they're either going through something or they have gone through something. and I'm a witness to that. Our oldest boy passed away here just a little over a year and a half ago, my oldest. My mother used to say he was the first button on Gabriel's coat. Some of you don't know what that means. And he passed away from the virus and from other medical conditions. And after his passing, I did all of the arrangements, including the eulogy, and he was divorced, so being his dad, we had to take care of everything. My point of it is that 3 months after his passing, I didn't grieve. I didn't feel like something. I felt that maybe he may come up. He may just come to the house, or he may just call like he normally would. But after 3 months, I was on my way home, me and my younger boy, we headed home, and I pulled up in the drive. Hear me today. And when I pulled up in the drive, it was just a typical day like we always have, just busy. But when I pulled up in the drive, his spirit came over me, and I began to weep. And I cried like a baby behind the wheel. I was driving, but in the drive, the motor's still running. I cried like a baby. Tears, snot, all of that. I mean, sometimes we just tear drop, but I'm talking about boo-hoo. And I cried. And my baby boy put his arms around me. He was in the front seat. He said, "Dad is going to be all right." But sisters and brothers, that, to me, that was a grieving. We are living in a society today where things are happening so fast. That shooting there in Texas here this past week. Things are happening. We don't even have time to grieve. And so therefore we're living in a world that's in a world spin of what's taking place on the planet. Let me give you another example from the Word of God. Come here, Brother Joe. The Bible says that God and the devil had a conversation, and the conversation was, "Have you considered my servant Job?" The devil said, "But you've got a hedge around him." And we know the story. But do you not know after the devil left God's presence, the attack went on? And if you note that from those verses in the first chapter of Job, one knock after another, "Job, all your cattle has been killed. Job, all of your servants have been eaten up by lions. Job, the house fell in on your kids, and all of them, none of them came out alive." He was a man, as what I'm mentioning now, did not have time to grieve before there was another knock at the door. Sisters and brothers, that's what we are experiencing now in this air, or in this area, or in this time in which we live today, where the Word of God is being fulfilled before our very eyes. But that's not what I want to preach about this afternoon. Hallelujah. But you needed to know that. Amen. After the storm has passed. Now, if you look at that chapter of Revelation, you can see, and like a glorious rainbow after a fierce storm, God takes the brush of his grace and he reprints the landscape of Revelation. He gives us a breath of heavenly air in these verses. Only God only God can take that which is horrible beyond words, come on somebody, and the shooting there just last week or a week ago there in Texas was one of those horrible situations that God can turn it into a thing of glory. Hallelujah. In this passage, we are allowed to get a little glimpse of a heavenly glory. We are allowed to see the Lamb of God. He is the theme of the book, and he is a center stage in these verses of Revelation. It would be a blessing if we could figure out how to keep Jesus at the center of everything we do in our lives as individuals and in the life of the church. I didn't say on the outside. I didn't say above. I didn't say below. But at the center, hallelujah. I have a little bracelet that I wear. It has the initials, what would Jesus do? And I don't wear it often.
Well,
but when I put that on, I say that I'm in warfare. Why? Because every time I raise my hand, the initials say, what would Jesus do, comes to my mind. The initials say that I'm not going to do it pride ways. I'm not going to do it as I see others that are doing it, but I'm going to do it Jesus' way. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
In these verses, we meet again the 144,000 Jewish evangelists who were selected and sealed in chapter 7. I'm going to do a little teaching here in Revelation also.
Come on.
These men have preached the gospel of the kingdom during the darkest days of the tribulation. They were persecuted by the Antichrist, but they were preserved by God. Do you not know that same spirit is on the church today? I know many
that have, but
this pandemic, that were locked down and in their caves, and hopefully they were praying. Many of them, even now, even on this Sunday, this Memorial Day weekend, they still have said and publicly said to me, they're not going back to church. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at the devil. The devil has used that as a way of undermining and taking control, not just over ministries, but ministers as well. I know 3-4 last year went home and sit down. They've closed up their life. They've closed up their songbooks. Hallelujah, somebody. And went home and sit down.
Yes.
44,000, they were persecuted by the Antichrist, but they were preserved by God. At some point, when they had served their purpose, God will allow the 144,000 to be killed by the Antichrist. These men will join their Redeemer, the Lamb of God, in his glory in heaven. If you look at this scene today, these men have weathered a terrible storm here on the earth. Now for them, at least the storm is over. They're home with the light. But I want you to know the facts revealed in these verses concerning this 144,000. I want to preach on that again. The storm has passed. Revelation 7:4. When we first met this group of men, it was, the Bible says, saying, hurt not the earth. Revelation 7:3-4. Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard some of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. These men have been sealed by God and have been protected by him through the darkest days of the tribulation. Some ones have said, we're going through the tribulation right now. I say, oh, no, God. Hallelujah. We may be getting just a little glimpse of it, but we're not going through it yet. Hallelujah. Hundreds of millions, perhaps even billions of people will have died. But these men have been protected through it all because they have been sealed by God. We talk about the mark of the beast, talk about the seal, our four hands and heads and all of that. But imagine God is the one that's protecting us. The earth is stained red with the blood of Holy Mother. But these men will be protected through it. Satan will hurt them and harass them, but he will be powerless to kill them because they have been sealed by God. Aren't you glad today that when God was talking and the devil talking about Brother Job, question was, we know the story, but look at God. God said you can touch everything he has. You can touch his family. You can touch his finances. You can touch his land. You can touch his servants.
Yes,
but one thing you cannot touch, devil, and that is his soul. Hallelujah. Why
that's right.
Belong to God. You come into the earth, you have a soul. And that soul is because God breathed into the nostrils, hallelujah, of Abraham and even others. And they became a living soul. Revelation 13 and 16, and the tribulation, he will mark them with the mark of the beast. Today he marks their bodies, their hearts, and their minds with the scars of their sin. But Satan marks all those who will follow him. And if you look around, if you talk with any of your neighbors, it is a trick of the devil, and he's on his job. What is he doing? He's going to and fro on this earth, seeking whom he can devour. God, on the other hand, seals his people. He places his seal upon them. He labels them as his own possession. Titus 2:14, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13 and 4:30. The Spirit of God took up residence in our heart, and he sealed himself, hallelujah, in us, and Satan. When these men arrive on Mount Zion, there are just as many there when they were sealed back in chapter 7. God sealed 144,000, and now 144,000 stand with the Lamb in glory. There are not 143,999. There are 144,000. He brought in just as many as he called out. Hallelujah. The same is true for all of God's saints. According to his word, we have been sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. We also told that Jesus will not lose a single one of those that he's given to him by his Father. John 37 through 40. Those of who are saved are assured for heaven as if they were already there. Oh, I'm glad this evening for those babies that were killed last week in Texas and all over the country. Those babies, I believe, church, the minute that that bullet or whatever took their lives, they went up to heaven to be with Jesus right there. I wish I could be in Texas at that funeral procession and memories that were going on this weekend. I was going to talk about, sure, we can mourn and we can feel sorry for ourselves, but those babies, they're in heaven with Jesus. Now it's left up to us. What are we going to do about it? Oh, praise the name of Jesus. We also told that Jesus will not lose a single one of those who were given to him by his Father. Romans 8:28 through 30, Ephesians 2 and 6. Jesus gives eternal life and eternal security to every single person who trusts him for their salvation. When the road is cold and broke, not a single person will be missing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the marriage supper of the Lamb, there will not be an empty seat at the table. God will bring all of his children home. Oh, bless his name. I need to testify for just a moment. In our family, around holidays, we have just a large table. We've got 8 kids and a bunch of grandkids and a bunch of great-grandkids, and
the list goes on. And round our table, it's always a celebration on a birthday, a celebration when somebody maybe graduating from high school, a celebration where somebody maybe got a good another job, these kind of things. But this last few years, church, you need to hear me. We've been around the table where there's only been a handful of us, not even enough to join hands and link a chain as we've done in the past. That says to me that somebody is missing from that circle. In my family, I can't speak for your family, but I can speak for my family and to know that those ones have been called to glory. When the road is called up yonder, oh, praise the name of Jesus. I want to say, I want to let you know that I'll be there. We are told that these men meet the Lamb on my Zion. This is an accident or an ancient name for the city of Jerusalem, 2 Samuel 5 and 7. Psalms 48 and 2, Jerusalem is referred to as Mount Zion at least 21 times in the Word of God. I just happen to believe that we are seeing a heavenly scene. These men, they've served their time. They've fulfilled their mission. They have been brought in to the presence of God. Verse 3 about a heavenly singing. Verse 5 shows them standing before the throne of God in glory. These men have been rescued out of a world gone mad. And I want to tell you today, watch any news channel on your TV. It's just bad news right after I don't even watch the news anymore because it's all just bad news. But I'm glad that our Father and the presence of God, our Father in heaven, I praise the Lord. There's a better place waiting on the people of God. If this world was heaven, as some groups claim that it is, I heard someone say, you make your heaven and your hell right here. Oh, no, you don't. I got a place where Jesus said, I go to prepare, hallelujah, a place for you. There's no darkness there. There's no sorrow there. There's no night there. In the name of Jesus, I'm glad John 14, 1 through 3, John was told a lot about it. Revelation 21 and 2, my mind has tried to think about that place, but one day these eyes will see its glory. Hallelujah. These feet will walk its in the highest. These ears will hear the sweet songs of Zion, and they'll hear the sweet songs to ever fall upon them. They'll hear the Savior say, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We're going
home.
Oh, yes, we are. These men have been rescued from the terrors of the tribulation. They have witnessed death and destruction on an unprecedented level. They have watched the world turn its back on God, embrace the devil as their new God. Look around you, folks. Look around you, church. I've said a thousand times, the church is still the church, but we have allowed the world to come into the church, and that's what
the problem is.
We have allowed, we the church, the body of Christ, we've allowed the world to come in and dictate to what the church
should be about. They have seen things more horrible than things you could have ever seen.
Yes.
But this verse finds them home in heaven, in the presence of the Lord Jesus. They're home.
Yes.
And heaven is filled with the sounds of their worship and their praise. Heaven is filled with joy because of the presence of the Lamb. What a contrast there is between this world and heaven. Oh, hallelujah. This world is a world filled with pain and sorrow. Look around you in tears.
Yes, yes.
None of those things will be allowed over there. Revelation 21 and 4, this world is marked by disease and death. They will not be found over there. This world is in the grip of sin in Satan. You may not want to hear that, but let me say it again. This world is in the grip of sin and Satan. Both will be banded in heaven. Revelation 21 and 8. This world is perishing. That world will endure for eternity. Aren't you glad you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb? They're rejoicing in heaven today. We will join them one day. One day we'll take our last step in this wicked, harsh world. We will leave here and fly away to be with one who died for us on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. We will see the one who took loved ones in spite of our sins. We will see Jesus, and the will will be heaven. We'll be headed to a city one day that will be our home. The 144,000 are overcome with joy because they are in the presence of God and the Lamb. They're overwhelmed and they burst into a song. They sing a song that's unique to them. It's a new song. No one is qualified to sing it but them. The word learn means to understand. No one can understand their song because one has never heard their experiences. But my song, one glad morning, I'm going to fly. To be with my Lord. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. What's your song today? Do you have a song that God has put in your heart? I said at the church this morning, in my testimony, my song is I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I promised him that I serve him till I die. I promised him. Oh, glory to God. That's my song. I ask you today, what's your song? I hope it ain't none of these Jay-Z songs or none of these songs. You hear about them today and you don't hear about them no more. But what happened to that song, Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm blind, but now I see. I went down that day singing a song of a broken-hearted sinner. I came up singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now. Have you ever been lost and you've been found? Since that glorious day, God has been adding verses to that song of praise. I knew
that he had saved me, and that was all. Hallelujah. I can sing of his faithfulness. I can sing of his blessedness. I can sing of his goodness. I can sing of his glory. I can sing because he's changed my life and given me a new song. He's given me a song that is unique as I am. If you're saved, he's done the same for you. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. I can't put words of a song in your mind, but I can sing a new song with glory in my soul. I will have the vocabulary and the means for which to praise him in glory. Oh, bless his name. While I may not be able to sing the whole song now, I do want to lift my voice up and share parts I can put into words. I want to praise him for saving my soul. He is worthy, worthy of
Come
our
on
love
now.
In his praise. Oh, hallelujah. These 144,000 are a special group of people. They represent the choices of God's servants through the ages. And there have been many men and women who have made their mark for Jesus. But these men stand a little taller than the rest. These two verses describe them. What the Bible says about them should be
Come
true.
On.
Of every saint of God. Let me say that again. What the Bible says about them.
Come on.
Be true of every saint of God. I didn't say religion. I didn't say denomination. I didn't say title. I said saint of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
These men have not yet been saved yet, but their dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ serves as a model for every believer. I don't know about you. Has the Lord been to you? Has he brought you from the light of the way? Oh,
Come on.
We are told these men have maintained their physical purity. They have not fallen prey to the sins of the flesh that will mark the last days. Beyond that, they have not succumbed to the spiritual fornication that will run in the world during the tribulation. Let me say that again. They have not succumbed to the spiritual fornication. And that's what we have today in America. We used to be a country. I can remember in the South.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God, back in the 50s and 60s, we had missionaries coming to our Baptist church. And those missionaries were giving reports about going to the outer parts of the world. All over the world. And now you I hear times about one and they won't even go to a Bible study. The one that said that they love the Lord, they've been called and God tells them to do something, and they go in their house and close their doors. But Revelation but these men will stay separate, a holy doing in a apostolic age. God expects the same from his children. He commands us to stay separate from this wicked world. 2 Corinthians 17. We are here to hate even the garment spotted by the flesh. 2:23. Hallelujah. These 144,000 preachers had followed the Lord Jesus wherever he had told them. They did not turn their back on fear. They did not turn their back from their task, even though it was dangerous and costly. They stayed the course. They followed the
the Lamb. The word follows Jesus. Be in the same way as these men. They walked in the ways of the Lord. They made way their way, and they stayed the course for the glory of God. I say tonight on this Memorial Day weekend, will you stay the course for Jesus? Our God and our Savior. Again, this is just what God expects from each of us. He saved us to walk in his will and to follow his ways. He wants us to be obedient, surrender followers. He wants us to make his way our way. Of course, this means we have to see things the way he sees them and do things the way he says he does. In Amos 3:3, the Lord wants us to follow him wherever he leads us, with no regrets, no refusals, and no reservations. He is looking for obedient servants. I ask you today, are you an obedient servant? If you can't say yes, you need to come to the altar. If you can't say yes, you need to go back up, or you dropped on your knees and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. God wants his children to live lives of great impact, and he's given us many examples. Romans 12:1, sanctify yourself, offer your entire body, being mind, body, and soul, to a God, sacrifice, allow him to use you as he desires, and discover his perfect will for your life. Philippians 3:14, holy surrender to God. You'll face distraction, discouragement that will make you want to revoke your sacrifice and not follow God's will. But I said, stay focused on God. Rely on his revelation power to reach forward for what lies ahead. 2 Timothy 4:7, offering yourself unseemly requires great faith, but God honors your faith. I've been saying for 2 years, brothers, God has been faithful. Hallelujah! Has he been faithful to you? You may not understand. I was telling my sister before we got on the air that Sister Saran Ma Frazier, she was a good friend of mine. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And every time especially on the radio, she'd call me up 3-4 times before to remind me, because she knows what my schedule is. I thought about her a couple of days ago. I didn't get that call because she's where Jesus is. But I'm mindful to be here today to say a word for Jesus. To say a word for God. These 144,000 were chosen and saved and sealed at the beginning of the tribulation. They went out and preached the gospel to the ends of the earth. But just the seeds of grain were taken into the temple. Leviticus 23:10, that they were first, and they were the guarantee of more to come. Revelation 7:8, 9, and 17. I can imagine how hard a ministry of these men were going through. It's hard in these days, but it would not be impossible. What a comfort it is to know that God is going to use. Oh, yes, he is. I'm glad Ephesians 6:6. Do the will of God from your heart. Hallelujah. These men stand in the presence of God. The Bible says there's no God found in them. The word God used to speak, the word was used to speak
of something that was a decoy, that sometimes that gave the appearance of being real but wasn't. These men claimed to be the servants of the Most High God, and their walk matched their words. I say today, are you walking in Jesus? Is he walking in you? Hallelujah. Again, their words.
Yeah.
The saints that are, that's us that are living today, like 144,000, our walk is to match our words. We should live out before men what we claim to be before God.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 2:6, we should live lives that are without blemish, so that we might stand in the presence and the confidence of God. 1 John 2:28. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. You and I are best. I can tell you today, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad today that Jesus went to the cross? Aren't you glad today that he hung there and died?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, the thief on the right, one on the left. The one on the right said, when you get to your Father's kingdom, just remember me.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait, dying to have a bedside confession like so many are having today. I know three or four, even right now, that got the virus. I had to visit, and they gave a bedside confession and died. But I tell you, I don't want to die like that. I want to know I'm doing
the
Father's will. And that thief said to Jesus, just remember me when you get to your Father's kingdom. Jesus stopped dying. Oh, yes, he did, right then and there, and said to that thief, not next year, not when I come back, but right now, you shall be with me in paradise. Aren't you glad today? We serve a right now God. I'm hurrying to my seat now, but look at Jesus. The Bible says, oh, bless his name. They placed him in that cold, dark tomb. He laid there all night, but somebody said early.
Yeah.
Morning. Oh, yes, he did. He got up from the grave saying, I got power, not red power.
Yeah.
Not power from God, not power from the government, not power from religion, but all power was in my hands. He got up. Oh, yes, he did. From the grave, oh glory to God, but he didn't stop there. He got on a cloud. I got to leave you, says, but I'm not going to leave you. I tell the church right now, we're going through something, but Jesus said, I'll always be there with you. I'll always, whatever you
want,
I'll be there with you. Aren't you glad today? Nobody else can make you that promise but Jesus and keep it. Oh, bless his name. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
Come on.
And somebody said all the time, and somebody else said, my mother says, and God wants us to be good as well. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I got to go now, but I can't leave without letting you know that the storm, it may be raging in your life. It may be raging in your situation, but after the storm is passed, don't think that it's over. Just get with the Lord. Get back with Jesus. Let him know. Let him know. Let the world know He walks with you. I'm going to Messiah. I've said that four times. But I'm really going now. But Jesus, somebody said, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. And one glad morning, when this life is over, I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly away to be where Jesus is. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody said thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The God that you are.
Yeah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
After that, I'm going to play a song because it's like, okay, I tell the storm. And then we will have invitations to discipleship. We're going to let Pastor cool down a little bit where he can catch his breath. And then we will be back. Where invitation to discipleship and welcome to the family for those of you who have invited Christ into their life. I told the storm. Yes. Amen.
Blood stop flowing, like the sunset,
told the storm, and you can tell your storm today, I ain't having it. And if you want prayer, before Pastor Pride comes, you can call us at 845-241-9985 to be prayed for.
Yes.
If you want to give your
Thank
life
you.
To Christ, again, that's 845-241-9985 as he extends the invitation to Christian discipleship. It's 845-241-9985. Back in your hands, Pastor Pride, for invitation to discipleship, and welcome to the family.
Again, we thank God today for the
word of God.
I often say that the Bible says those that worship him in spirit and in truth. And right as we have come today, and this program has gone just for ones on the airway, but throughout this planet, I'm believing that the spirit that's on upon us, us that are listening, it will go throughout this country, go all throughout Asia, Africa, throughout Russia, even that country that's being bombed at this very hour.
Ukraine,
And as your spirit goes over this whole planet, that it will be a result of that. I'm a witness that God said his words will not go out and return back void. So those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, I pray right now that if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and you're going through a storm even right now, I'm a witness that he and only he can calm the wretched sea. Only he can bring joy where there is no joy and peace where there is no peace. If that's you today, this invitation is extended throughout the planet, not just to the ones that are listening, but throughout the planet, this invitation of Christ to come to him just as you are. Lay all of your sins at the feet of Jesus. If you're struggling right now in areas, maybe you're struggling with areas of homosexuality, Lord can break the chain right now. If you're struggling with lack of faith, but Lord, I used to go to church. I used to be a part of a fellowship. If that's you, then let the Lord put his arms around you and love you back into the fold. We extend that invitation that right now, wherever you are, you and I are at fault at best. We all fail and fall short of the glory of God. But there's coming a day when this evil flesh will drop away forever and we will stand perfect and without fault in his presence. What a day that will be. As the invitation has been extended for prayer, maybe you need some counsel. And I'm not more so now than ever before. Everybody needs somebody that can talk to. That's what the problem is now on the planet. Folks, that God didn't put us here all by ourselves. But if you're here and you need some counseling, and counseling means you've got to, first of all, be obedient to what the counselor, especially spiritual-minded, is saying to you. If that's you today, I want to pray that the guidance that you get, that you will receive, will open up your heart and your mind right now in the name of Jesus. If it's salvation, right now, God can save you right where you are in your household. Hallelujah. God save right now. You're struggling. Most of us are. It ain't this or that. The formula on the share for babies to be saved that way. We are in trouble, but God is a way maker. I want to pray right now for you. Yeah. God is blessing and moving in a mighty, mighty way. Amen.
Yes. Didn't our hearts burn from that passage?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
After the storm passes. Yes, taken from Revelation 4, 1 through 5. But he didn't just speak from Revelation 1 through, he tore up the whole Bible. Because I'm over here writing feverishly trying to write down every verse he was talking about. So if y'all didn't catch it, you all can always re-listen to this message, this episode, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com / Let's Do a Radio, and go to the fifth Sunday service and listen to Pastor Pride after the storm passes. Because, I mean, we are going through some storms in these times and these tribulations. So you're not going through it by yourself. People around you are going through it. Some people are, I'm sorry to say, are committing suicide because their storms are so bad. And they can't handle the storms. They can't handle the trials and the tribulations that are being brought. I mean, people are just going through. So you are not alone in this world. So if you need anybody to reach out to you, email me at letsdoaradio at gmail.com, and we will have somebody contact you. If you want Pastor Pride to contact you, I'd be more than happy to get him in contact with you. So we have every Sunday, we do have different pastors speaking and ministers and preachers and people of God's word calling and trying to reach people before they reach the end of their rope. That they can't, that they, you know, have to take their lives and so on and so forth. So there are people out there who are able to help you and want to talk to you before you decide to take your life or decide to, I guess, succumb to that storm. But you don't have to succumb to the storm. So we want to thank Pastor Pride again for that word after the storm passes, because that's very timely due to the fact that there are storms. There's just torrential storms and tsunamis and just some of everything in people's lives that we don't even know about. You could be sitting next to someone who's going through a storm and you don't know it. So, you know, like I said, you are not by yourself at all. So if you want to hear this message again, like I say, go to www.blogtalkradio.com at Let's Do It Radio. And you can listen to any episodes, go through it and listen to different segments that we have throughout the week. We have something on basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Sunday. So we'll probably be having other things throughout the week as well. But you can listen to different topics and see what you like and listen and tell other people if you like it, share it. Let us know how you feel. So we appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to give Pastor Pride last words, and then I'm going to go into announcements, and then we will end our service for the day. You have any last words, Pastor Pride?
I want to encourage, as we go through this Memorial Day weekend that we're in right now, I want to encourage each of us to, first of all, encourage yourself in what it is that you're going through and dealing with. And saying that, then you be an encouragement to others. Just a moment. I was in San Diego here a while back, just before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, Brother Jack from Chicago, moved there. He had went totally blind. He was living in San Diego. Mm. With taking care of him. And I was doing a 3-day revival there. And I called him. I said, Brother Jack, I'm going to be coming to San Diego. I'm going to be in revival. Would you like to come one night? He said, I'd love to. And so I got there, got all set. And so I called him the next day. I said, well, I'll pick you up and whatnot. He said, well, I sure would like to get my hair trimmed. I said, well, is there a barbershop nearby? Yeah, there's one right down the road from me. And anybody said they, in California, down the road could be 6 blocks. But anyway, said to him, I'll pick you up early. So I went to his house, picked him up. He had such a beautiful day. We started walking. And so we walked, walking down the sidewalk, a huge fence that must have been, I want to say, 6 feet high. All as we were walking, dogs on the other side of the fence. Whoa. Brother Jack said, "What's that noise?" He didn't mm-hmm. have his cane because he had my arm as we walking. He said, "What's that noise?" I said, mm-hmm. "There's some dogs." But it's a big fence. And we walked. We got down about middle ways. He heard some more. The dog's still barking. He said, "What are they? Mm-hmm. What's going on?" I turned around. I said, "Brother Jack, one of the dogs has jumped the fence, and he's charging mm-hmm. right at us in a moment." Brother Jack dropped my arm and started running down the sidewalk. He's totally blind now, mm-hmm. but he could hear, and he felt the mm-hmm. impact of that dog coming. Just as that dog was mm-hmm. getting ready to leap up on me to attack me, mouth dripping, teeth showing, I yelled out, mm-hmm. "In the name of Jesus."
That amen, amen.
Hear that? Turned around and ran mm-hmm. back down. Mm-hmm. My mm-hmm. message to you, church, there's power mm-hmm. in that name.
Yes.
There's
yes.
healing in that
yes.
name. There's salvation
yes.
in that name. Mm-hmm. Be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. You're going yes. through in his name. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. The announcements for this week, on Tuesday, May 31st, we have the segment Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. June 2nd, Thursday, we have the View of the Kingdom at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then later on that same Thursday, we have Sergeant Parks keeping it real, and he wants to talk about the mass shootings and gun control. Do we have any control over it? What can we do about it? And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can cash app to $ ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ ANAISEVALCOUR, because we do have to pay for the services. It's not free. And so we got to keep it going. If you like what you hear, send the money in so we can keep the different segments and services going. And also, we want to support one of our own, Reverend Ron Marshall, with his "Don't Turn from God Away from God" album, through iTunes, through CD Baby, through Amazon, and through all musical media. You can get that album. Again, it's called "Don't Turn Away from God." And then, as you know, after the storm passes, you don't want to turn away from God. So anything
Amen.
That you talk about or do, don't turn away from God. So you can always look up that album, again, from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, one of our own. He speaks on the fourth Sundays of each month. Don't turn away from God. So please support him. And now, if you would be so kind as to bow your head.
Yes.
And say this prayer. May the Lord watch between
May the
me and
Lord
thee.
Between me and thee.
While we are absent.
While we are absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now we'll have
Amen.
To do it all in the mall prayer. And you are free to roam the streets or roam your Bibles and check out some of those passages that Pastor Pride, I mean, he gave us at least 30 of them. So I wrote down, I don't know, as many as I could as fast as he was speaking. So
Hallelujah.
We do want to, amen, we do want to acknowledge Reverend Carolyn Williamson. She's on the line as well. And we have Sergeant Parks. He's listening from Tacoma. And then we have someone else at 9829 listening on the line as well. And we want to welcome them. And thank you for listening in and joining in, as well as the worldwide listeners from all over the world, everywhere, for joining in. Let's Do It Radio for today on this Sunday. And before we do, I think I want to play the song Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence, and then we'll have our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sometimes you come. Right?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Be blessed.